Well, Countrywide is going to go away, and the types of some of the products that they became infamous for, the negative AM mortgages, for example, and some of the other variable rate types of products that they had, many of those will disappear, too, from the lineup of Bank of America. I think Bank of America is looking at Countrywide less from a mortgage brokerage standpoint than it is looking at Countrywide as a mortgage servicer that can provide mortgage servicing for Bank of America's large mortgage portfolio. And I think that that's primarily what's motivating Bank of America to complete the deal.
You foresee Bank of America actually originating the loans while Countrywide would be servicing them?
Well, Bank of America, of course, already is a large originator of mortgages, one of the largest in the country. But it has not, to this time, had a large servicing capability. And I think, frankly, Countrywide did a great deal of the servicing for Bank of America in past years. I think Bank of America, looking at Countrywide and worried that its servicer for a large percentage of its mortgages might go away or otherwise face financial ruin, helped to convince Bank of America that they needed to move forward on this. Having said that, there's a lot of baggage that will come along with the servicing operation, which is perhaps the best part of Countrywide at the present time. And what Bank of America will inherit is primarily the lawsuits, also a large mortgage portfolio of dubious quality. And it will spend an enormous amount of time and treasure trying to get those things fixed.
What would the turnaround time be for this before this could truly be something profitable for Bank of America?
The question, I think the answer rather, is primarily how quickly do we find a bottom in the housing market and how quickly do housing values begin to stabilize and then improve? If it happens more quickly than some think, then Countrywide and a turnaround could happen fairly quickly too. If it's prolonged, then the pain that Bank of America will feel will be prolonged as well.
And you mentioned Ken Lewis' name being on the line here. Could this be likened to, say, what happened over at Wachovia with Ken Thompson being basically ousted over, you know, the past year of significantly lowered dividends? And then there was talk of the Golden West deal, which is another mortgage originator. Do you see any scenario like that?
It hasn't happened yet. And, of course, I wish Ken Lewis well, but I think that Bank of America will have to cut its dividend. And Ken Lewis, I think, in this deal with Countrywide and with the investment that they made last August, a $2 billion investment in Countrywide, has Ken's fingerprints on it. And I think he could well be vulnerable if this investment doesn't begin to pan out relatively quickly.
What's your sense, if you have any or are able to get it, any sense from the shareholders of Bank of America? Because there was quite a bit of an outcry against this deal happening.
I think we will hear more from shareholders on this deal. And the wisdom that the board of directors and Ken Lewis have found in completing the deal or in deciding to do the deal in the first instance will have to prove out.
Gary Townsend, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.